This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The nation's capital on What's on Your Mind. We're actually walking away from the Capitol and the Supreme Court, where the March for Life will end, to walk down towards where it starts. And Washington, because of this shutdown, is a little quieter than it normally would be. In fact, hop in any cab and they'll tell you that. I was here not long ago for the swearing in of Senator Kevin Cramer. And every cab I got into, they're like, oh, thank goodness. Where do you want to go? An airport? An airport? They always want to take you to an airport and make some more money. But it is, there's just obviously less people working. And so that challenges the cabbies. But meantime, we've got a negotiation going on. Independence and First is where we're at right now. And making our way down the mall for the Washington Memorial, where there will be an event that will start in about an hour. About an hour, yeah, is when the event gets going. Ben Shapiro is speaking, and others as well. And then they get the crowd all fired up, and then they head down the mall at straight up noon back home. Central time, anyway, at 12 noon. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here in just a moment for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Guys, you let me know when he is joining us. And what'd you say? You'll let me know. Okay, all right. Very good. And we'll start taking your calls, questions, and comments. I want to start to get some texts as well. And those are great. You can text me at 701-367-2054. 701-226-8503 for Todd. So those are the two text numbers, and you can call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. I'm doing double duty as both a chaperone and a radio talk show host for the next hour, so we just had the request for a porta-potty. So I'm trying to talk to you, Todd, and to find a porta-potty. So that proves this is
wow.
Live radio. Yeah, exactly right.
It might be TMI there, but okay.
Somebody tell me, where's the porta-potty? I don't know. I don't, so anyway, we'll solve that crisis and we'll get going. We're brought to you in part today by Go Wireline. You're looking for a great career. These are a great group of folks who have been in the business a long time. A lot of experience. North Dakota owned company. You call, they go. That's how they work at Go Wireline. So find out more about their careers at GoWireline.com. Okay? Simple as that, GoWireline.com. What else can we do here? We're at the March for Life in Washington, D.C., final day of our coverage here. Monday, Jeff Simon will be in for me, and he'll be at the state capitol with a number of guests. Of course, we're spending our Mondays talking about what's happening at the legislature, and welcome your calls and questions and comments as well. So remember that, Mondays, and Jeff Simon in for me on Monday. I'll be back in the chair on Tuesday. As we leave here, actually, Sunday sometime, I think, and head back for that 23-hour trek back to home. So that's the plan for next week. Let's see here. We've got some news out in a press release that just came out, and this might be why Senator Cramer is a couple minutes late here. He announced today that he will co-sponsor several pieces of pro-life legislation. That, of course, comes as we talk with Senator Hovind. Well, we've got a March for Life going on. And the bills are the Life at Conception Act, the Conscious Protection Act, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, Protecting Global Health Assistance Act, Prenatal Non-Description Act of Non-Discrimination Act of 2019, the Protect Funding for Women's Healthcare Act, No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion and Abortion Insurance, Full Disclosure Act, Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act and the Child Interstate Notification Act. And the co-sponsor of those pieces of legislation, on our newsmaker line right now for our Talk Radio Town Hall, Senator Kevin Cramer. Hello, sir.
Hey, Scott. Good to be with you. I wish I was physically with you right now, but I am with you in spirit for sure. And all those beautiful people, that young people that came from Shanley, and hopefully they survived the long trek with their escorts. And you were gentle on them.
You know, what I'm continually amazed at is you've got 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade kids. You're packed into 5 buses. You're traveling 20-plus hours to get somewhere. And everybody's joyful. Everybody's courteous. Everybody's nice. Everybody's, you know, it really is, it has restored my confidence in the youth of America.
Like they still like their chaperones.
Other than Haley, yeah, she told me today, you know, why are you working? We're here for the March for Life, and you're working. You're doing a radio show. That's annoying. Only she can get by without saying so.
Well, that's right. She probably has a point. Although what you're doing right now is really important to the cause. So, and I appreciate you, rattling off all those bills that I co-sponsored this week. I told my team, my legislative team, and I have some really cool people working for me, Scott, North Dakotans, wonderful intern, Bridget Hobbs from the University of Mary, who's so committed to this cause. Ben Bergstrom from Devil's Lake, who's just really committed to this cause. He's a legislative assistant, does a great job. A bunch of my team members, but, you know, they bring these bills up one at a time with me, and we sit around and we talk about them. And of course, nearly all of these bills, or some version of them, are bills that I've sponsored in the past in the House. But as they bring these to me, I finally said to them after about, you know, the fifth, sixth one, and I said, well, yes, of course I'll co-sponsor that. So just so you all know, I'm not going to get in the habit of co-sponsoring every bill somebody brings to me, but this is why we're here. This is why we're here, and of course they agree. So we have a very committed team in Washington, in addition to my commitment to this very important issue. And it was, as you know, it was a pretty big issue during the campaign, a pretty differentiating issue. And so just proud to be part of, love to be part of. But I will also tell you this, Scotty. I don't know, you know, I know this was missed by a lot of people, but I had the honor of my first day of presiding over the Senate last week, to be in the chair when Senator Sass brought his religious liberty bill, sadly had to bring a resolution to the floor to make sure that the Senate restated its commitment against religious bigotry, because there were some Democratic members of our body, including some on the Senate Judiciary Committee, who once again challenged the validity of a candidate for the courts, for district courts in Nebraska, because he was evidently too Catholic, and even asked flat out if he would be willing, if he gets this confirmation to the United States District Court, if he'd be willing to quit his membership in Knights of Columbus so that he could avoid the appearance of bias on the bench. Now, can you imagine asking a Muslim if he'd be willing to give up his, you know, religious activity?
Well, you know, I am a knight in the Knights of Columbus, and we do things like, you know, breakfast on Sunday mornings, and you know, I mean, this is and you know, help build different projects, Ten Commandments monuments. I mean, it's a benevolent group. There's a patriotism wing to it. There's no conspiracies. No radicalism in the Knights of Columbus. That's just absolutely ridiculous. That's just plain old, simple, blatant religious bigotry is all that is.
That's what it is, and it's alive and well, unfortunately. Now, the good news is that while I was sitting in that chair, and Senator Sass brought his resolution to the floor that stated the United States Senate's commitment against religious bigotry and its commitment to religious liberty, it passed on a voice vote without opposition. And so we were able, you know, it was a great moment for me to be able to not just witness his eloquence on the topic and his commitment to the topic, but to be able to, to be able to rule that without objection, it is, you know, that resolution passed unanimously reasserting religious liberty. But the fact that we have to even go to the floor to reassert religious liberty is a real travesty, considering it is, you know, it is in our Constitution.
We'll take the first question by text today. Please ask Senator Kramer what would need to be done to eliminate baseline budgeting from the budget process. In my opinion, this is the biggest obstacle to fiscal responsibility.
You know, it's an interesting point, because I've always thought, even in North Dakota, that we ought to go to, the baseline ought to be zero. You either have to, you know, restate and reconvince every year the priorities, because baseline implies that everything that's currently funded should be funded, and we consequently don't go into a real priority setting system. Now, when I first got into government with Ed Chaffetz as a member of his cabinet, we at least were forced to bring budgets that were less than the previous budget. And what would it take? I'm on the budget committee. We're talking right now about this very issue and others in terms of the process.
Great opportunity to clean up some messes here. Absolutely. Hang on tight. We'll be back with more with our chat with Senator Kevin Kramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, by the way, now on Fridays in this hour. Your questions welcome. Let's go.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful. Outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, and wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day. And that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that, $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake, too.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's T-H-E, bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back in Washington, D.C., live on What's on Your Mind, chatting with Senator Kevin Kramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Remember, it's every Friday now, so I have to reprogram our schedule to think, okay, not Wednesday, it's Friday. So, get those questions in, ask away, and we're thrilled that Senator Kramer is able to adjust his even busier Senate schedule to do that. Did you answer everything you need to do on the base budgeting question?
You know, I think so. I mean, I just reiterate the frustration that the texter has, I'm sure, is that baseline budgeting assumes that everything that's in the budget the year before is a priority. And we never then really assess the overall priorities. Now, I will say this, you know, a number of years ago, just prior to my coming into Congress, one of the great compromises, if you will, or maybe it was even a more of a maneuver by Senator Mitch McConnell, was to get the Budget Control Act and those caps that we have since now, you know, sort of violated or changed. But at least it institutionalized some budget, you know, some budget discipline. Now it's going to be very difficult because we have a Democratic majority in the House, you know, with a split government, with Republicans control of half and Democrats control of half. It's going to be much more difficult to do this sort of thing. But as a member of the Budget Committee, one of my priorities is less about the budget we pass and more about the process that we change so that we can institute some more discipline.
Let's go to Jim in St. Anthony for Senator Kramer. Go ahead, Jim, your question.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Scott. Yes, happy post-Apple Widows to everybody. I hear they're thinking of coming through again to add to the pipeline, but that's for another day. Hey, Senator, I'm hearing about the O'Hara International Airport, Terminal 2, is about to be, they're voting on a design for $8.2 billion terminal, additional to the terminal. I realize O'Hara is an international, very important airport, so on and so forth. But my question is, with all the problems that Chicago's having, I'm just thinking when I hear Ron Emanuel, he's just bragging about it. You know, the community's excited about it. But, you know, because it is a democratic enemy haven, for the most part, towards the things that we believe in as a taxpayer, I got a problem with it. You know, with the wall expenditures and everything.
Sure.
You know, I'd give Rush a call if I get through to him, but pass the message along to President Trump that maybe we should rethink this and hold this back and maybe put some of that money into law enforcement and help get that great city in our country cleaned up and safe once again. And that's all I had, Senator, to say. Thank you for the sacrifice you and your family have made, and I'm just so tickled that you're there. Thank you and all of you for sponsoring.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Jim is expressing, in a very good way, a frustration that a lot of people feel about the federal government's role in states and cities that don't share the values that we share as federal taxpayers. All that said, it presents a rather complex circumstance because one thing about an airport like O'Hare, especially a big hub like that, it's there for the convenience not just of Chicagoans, but of course for the traveling public globally, and it's a very important hub for people who get back to North Dakota on airlines that go through there. In fact, I think Scott, you've experienced that yourself just quite recently, and when you came out from my swearing in. So you don't just necessarily, if you wanted to do something punitive, if you will, with appropriations, you wouldn't just be punishing Chicago. But along those lines, remember the president himself has tried to, to use some discipline for sanctuary cities by not providing the funding that they get specifically for law enforcement, federal dollars for law enforcement, while they refuse to enforce federal laws. And of course, there's some liberal judge somewhere that put a stay on that. And so we have a big problem with trying to impose federal discipline on states and local governments who receive federal dollars. And most of the time, we don't need to do that. Most of the time, we're for states' rights. We prefer that dollars go to worthy states and worthy projects for governors and mayors to spend wisely. It's just that you can't assume that anymore in everywhere because you have people like Ron Emanuel who don't have the same respect for law and order that we have. So it's a complicated issue, but I appreciate you raising it and appreciate your encouragement, and let's hope that we can avoid what you all in St. Anthony and that area had to go through previously when it comes to pipelines and protests.
That was the federal government doing you wrong in a way that was unbelievable. It really was. And North Dakota got stuck with a mess. So texter next. Ask Senator Kramer why they didn't fund the wall when he was in the House and they controlled the House and the Senate. We could have avoided the shutdown.
Yeah, well, we did. That's we did fund the wall when I was in the House, and the Senate, with 60-vote margin, wasn't able to. And that's one of the big problems we have with the Senate. I will tell you, when it comes to certain things, I believe in appropriation. One of them, I think we've got to eliminate the 60-vote margin rule for cloture, for, you know, for proceeding. But I'm not in the majority of that in our argument. We did have an important meeting yesterday, all of the voters on this, about rules as it relates to the executive calendar, because this president has had to deal with so much obstruction on federal appointments, and including sub-cabinet members, you know, deputy secretaries and deputy undersecretaries and whatnot, hundreds of them that have not been able to get through the process because of the difficult time. There's an area where we have to take it. We can't just hold up an entire president.
I found an entrepreneur here on the streets of the nation's capital, Kevin. He's selling Baby's Lives Matter buttons and then taking donations for the homeless shelter. Isn't that nice?
But you know what? I love that. I love that. Pro-life people need to be pro-all-life people.
Exactly,
and
right.
Here's where our religious institutions, this is why it's so offensive that somebody like Diane Feinstein would be critical of a judge or somebody who's been nominated to be a judge because they're Catholic. You know, remember, Amy Barrett had to go through the exact same thing, the same criticism that, you know, you wear your Catholicism on your sleeve as though there's something bad about the bad. You know, they're forgetting that the same people who advocate for life are the same people, the same church, the same organization that start orphanages and schools and colleges and shelters and soup kitchens. It's the same religious heart, it's the same Christian values that advocate for life that take care of the homeless. What a great illustration gets to see of it right there in our nation's capital.
Yeah, I love it. All right, here's another text. Do I have time? I don't think I have time for the next call, so I'm going to get a quick text in. Could you ask the senator why we could not take the assets we seized from El Chapo, drug cartel, and use it to build a wall he's been tried in our country now?
Yeah. So Ted Cruz is trying to do exactly that. Now, El Chapo has a lot of money, and not as much as we need, but it would be a starting point. So Ted Cruz actually has, I don't know if he has a bill, but he's been advocating that very point.
Find a way. I think that's what folks are saying. Find a way, however you end up doing it. Absolutely. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with more. I have a question for Senator Cramer. Prediction on when this will end and how it will end. Is there going to be a deal? What's going on? So I'll tell you about that more when we continue. Your calls welcome. 701-258-0550 for Congress for Senator Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out us corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, which legalized abortion in the United States, tens of thousands of pro-lifers have gathered on the National Mall for the annual March for Life. president of the March for Life, Gene Mancini, says this year's observance is coming as there's a new attorney general nominee in William Barr. And she says she's hoping he'll take a closer look at allegations against Planned Parenthood.
Of course, there's this ongoing investigation into Planned Parenthood and the trafficking of little hearts, little lungs, little livers of babies who are developing. And the Justice Department hasn't brought that to fruition yet. And we're very hopeful that this new nominee will look into that.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with a top North Korean envoy at the State Department today, apparently planning the second summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
What's on your mind? Brought today by Pipers. They are gearing up for a busy spring, folks. You got something to sell? I would call Pipers before I call anybody else. Do you know why? They get more than anybody else. They can prove it to you. You can see some of the machinery auctions and what they're taking in. Got a great system, great marketing, great bunch of folks. And if you're looking to buy, you know, of course, the land management they do and the land auctions they do is second to none. So give them a call at 877-700-4099. They'll send you a catalog. Okay? Or check them out online at Pipers.com. Back with more with Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's go to Tioga, and Monty is on the phone. Monty, go ahead for the senator.
Something that's there, Monty? Going on. Can you hear me?
Now I can. Yeah, we're a little slow on the trigger getting you up there. Sorry, go ahead.
How I would like to ask the senator and the people of North Dakota how we can stop the public school systems in America from forcing our children to go to Buddhist training meditation classes when we can't even sing and use songs at Christmas time that glorify God. I have in front of me a piece of paper from the American Center for Law and Justice stating that they have six states where they have potential clients for a lawsuit of some kind of action right now. And Jay Sekulow is the head of that. He has a talk show program.
Right. And he's also one of the president's attorneys.
Yes.
So I guess, first of all, I don't know. Your specific answer is, why can't we stop that? Well, first of all, I think the Constitution does, and that's why Jay Sekulow and his organization, the ACLJ, have potential clients in states. And where we have to, I think you have to go to court. And by the way, I think court's not an awful place to settle certain things. I mean, we have a judicial system for a reason. It's one of the three co-equal branches. It tends to be the last word on things, particularly if it gets to the United States Supreme Court. But it also raises this previous point that I raised, we're going to put out a little social media here in a bit with some video of that quick little video of that religious liberty, vote we had the other night on the floor of the Senate, reaffirming the Senate's commitment to religious liberty as though we need to vote on it. It's constitutional, for crying out loud, and the religious bigotry that is gripping this nation is tragic. So I'm not familiar with the very specific point you're raising, but I think Jay's onto something. I think we ought to get behind some of these lawsuits, particularly when we have a pretty favorable Supreme Court right now. And but it also raises the point of Democrats on the Judiciary Committee that don't want people of faith on the courts because they somehow think that faith is the enemy of justice when it's just the opposite that is true.
I believe we need to find somehow to get somebody fired in that education system in Washington, D.C. right now.
Well, right now you have perhaps the staunchest defender of religious liberty and local control that we've ever had, Betsy DeVos. Remember, again, that's part of why I'm a United States Senator today and my predecessor is not. Our former senator voted against Betsy DeVos for Secretary of Education.
Well, somebody inside of her organization is pushing something they should not be pushing, and I think we need to find out who it is.
Monty, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More for Senator Kramer. Welcome at 258-0550. Text Todd or I your questions as well. 367-2054. Texter says, do you now face the exact same problem you faced in the House when the Senate stopped everything that was good, and now the House is going to stop everything that's good? I thought of that, too, when I saw your new bills on the pro-life side. I don't know what the numbers are over there, but is there a pro-life? I mean, can you get plus one over there? Do Democrats come out on the pro-life side, or is it all no's?
There are a few pro-life Democrats. I mean, Colin Peterson, our Colin Peterson is one of the few pro-life Democrats in the House. You know, Nancy Pelosi over the last couple of decades has tried to get rid of most of them. She's run pro-abortion Democrats against pro-life Democrats in primaries to cleanse the Democratic Party of those pesky pro-life Democrats. But there are still a few, but I don't know that you can get to a majority in the House anymore. And I'm not sure we can get to 60. I mean, we failed last night on a pro-life bill in the United States Senate on a vote.
Because of the 60 vote deal, is that time come too? I mean, how long have we been talking about, doing what Harry Reid did?
Well, what Harry Reid did was, of course, on judges, and he's, now we've expanded that to the Supreme Court, and we're looking to maybe expand it to all executive confirmations and nominees. I can tell you there is not nearly enough appetite to do it on the legislative calendar. Most people, that the legislative calendar, that is what we're there for. It is the 60 vote margin is the Senate. The Senate is the backstop to, as some people say, against emotion and panic, and it also protects the minority. And I understand, believe me, I understand all of that. I you can still do some of those things without, in my view, the full 60 vote margin. So no, Scott, we couldn't on things like what happened last night, because last night was legislation as opposed to executive confirmation.
All right, Michael, Tioga, Dana Judd in that order, and some more text too. Go ahead, Michael, you're next for Senator Kevin Kramer.
Hey, Michael.
Michael, are you there?
Yes, I am. Scott, is that you?
That's me. You're talking with Senator Kramer. Go ahead.
Great. I just wanted to ask, I just got a chance to tune in. I wanted to get in here earlier, but I'm sincerely hopeful that you are against and will push against this red flag legislation that's being pushed, because I'll tell you, Senator, I'm a personal victim of someone who lied on me many years ago. I got arrested, the only time I've ever been to jail, and was ordered to have all my guns removed from my home. And the sad reality is the doors on the jail hadn't been locked on me for probably any more than 3 hours when the jailer came in and said the person that falsified the report was now down admitting it was a lie. But I had to sit in jail for 2.5 days because it was a holiday weekend.
Sure. Okay, so I wasn't with you right away, but now I figured out what you're talking about. So, yes, Scotty, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're talking about is this proposed legislation that would withhold your, well, I'd say constitutional rights based on, you know, police or some other, you know, accusations, reports that not verified. Let's remember, and this is a state bill, by the way, this is not Congress, but to your point, this is, again, this is another reason why I'm the senator from North Dakota, not my opponent. The Constitution gives you the right to bear arms. It's not a law. It's not a statute. It's not a rule. And it's a right. And that right, if for it to be taken away, has to be adjudicated. You don't get to take away a right based on an accusation or based on factors about yourself, your behavior, your personality, your illnesses without some form of due process. And it's a very dangerous path to go down. But
let me read for both of you what the NRA says on that. They say they support risk protection orders that respects the due process of rights and ensures those found mentally ill receive the care they need. Now, the danger there is risk protection, right? I don't know.
Right.
This whole thing's a sticky wick of definitions and how you define things, because you could end up in Michael's spot as well. And I get law enforcement's in favor of this because, you know, look, they're dealing with a lot right now. You ask law enforcement what they want in the way of resources right now, and they say, find me, treatment and mental health and before they even say more cops or guns, you know. So I get it's a challenging time, but I'm hearing a lot from this exactly what Michael is saying as well. And I don't know if it is a state-by-state issue, right? So this is one to take up with legislators?
It is. It's a state legislative issue. It's not in Congress. But I've always been very cautious about anything that takes away rights prior to due process. I know there's circumstances people can point to, but we've got to be very careful.
And you said that.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate the call.
And I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
What are the two magic words, Michael? Be careful.
Due process.
Yeah.
Due process. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good point. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. I'm at 12th and Independence right now. Department of Agriculture is right here. Ed Schaefer's old office.
Yeah.
Got a pretty fancy picture of him hanging on the.
Do they? Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
It's the largest square footage building in the city, I believe. Maybe it's changed, but.
And always used to brag too, had the best view of the mall because it's the only department, the only cabinet agency on the mall. So you got a good view.
Yeah.
Big building, you know, the whole deal. Speaking of agriculture, Texter says, can you do anything about this issue with the FSA and other issues from the USA related to government shutdowns? They get used, food stamps, etc., as political pawns in a government shutdown. Can that be fixed so that doesn't happen?
So if I understand, with regard to FSA, you know, Sonny Perdue has been extending hours. He's now called a three-day holiday for people to go back and process loans. And while it's not super convenient, he's trying to issue, you know, whatever rules he can, use as much flexibility as he can to make sure those options are open and available to farmers as they head into the planting season, as they're getting their loans and their guarantees and those kinds of things. He's also, of course, assured farmers that if upon reopening, don't worry about deadlines. You're going to get a grace period if a deadline is passed as a result of the shutdown. So he's really been trying to do everything he can. The best thing we can do, Scott, is get the government reopened, or the rest of it reopened, as soon as possible. And for that, we need Nancy Pelosi to, you know, stop globetrotting and grandstanding and come to the table and start negotiating. And $1 is not a good starting point for negotiating border security. And that's what she's
saying. All right, Dana and Judd. I'm sorry, Senator. Dana and Judd, go ahead for Senator Kramer.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It's got to be exciting out there, Scott, all those people marching for one good effort. I like it. But Senator Kramer, on the FSA, I'm glad they reopened the office. But is there any chance of fast-tracking? You know, there's a lot of people that have to get their bean reports and their corn report 8 bushels in for the payment.
All right, why don't you answer that on the other side of the break, if you would. Dana, thanks for the call.
Hi, this is Scott Hinnon. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution.
MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Going once, going twice, sold, sold, sold. Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world, from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is brought to you in part by MyPillow. We're still working on getting Scott Hennon to bring his MyPillow mattress topper to every hotel, and not just the MyPillow, because we all know those are so much better than, unless the hotels have a MyPillow, if you can find a hotel.
I'll go back there and keep the phone on in case you need me.
We're already on,
30
Scott.
Seconds to hook up my ear, and Scott. Then I'll be able to talk.
Scott.
Ready to go.
Shh. Scott, we're on.
Hi, Todd.
We're on the air, Scott.
Well, good. I'm glad we're on. But you
sound all right right now. So
I'm
not
calling the phone.
Now
and
you
then
don't
you
sound like Megatron.
Go ahead. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I was just talking about MyPillow and you taking the MyPillow on into the hotels and stuff. And
yeah. All
You know, mypillow.com, promo code Scott.
So let's go to Dana's question. Dana's question from Judd was FSA, Senator Kramer. What you know, if anything could be done in the future so this doesn't happen, and anything on the payments he's talking about as well. Any relief there?
Well, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of talk about how we can prevent or avoid government shutdowns in the future, and I'm interested in exploring all of them. You could have some sort of a default continuing resolution. Here's the problem: that any sort of safety valve that you would put into the potential government shutdown takes a lot of the onus off of Congress, some of the responsibility off of Congress, and you know, you could end up governing by continuing resolution forever. And by the way, most presidents would probably like that, because continuing resolutions without any policy attached to them or priorities attached to them give an awful lot of authority to presidents. But there is talk about how we could do some of that, how we could keep those things from becoming political footballs, if you will. But at the same time, you know, this world's greatest experiment in governing is messy for sure, and it requires properly the consensus of diverse views, and that includes three co-equal branches of government, particularly legislative and executive branch, and a bicameral legislature, and multiple parties. So this is really more a function of bad behavior than it is a bad process.
All right, appreciate that, and hope that got you an answer, Dana. Scott is next for Senator Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, Scott. All right, Sean and Ellen.
Yeah, go ahead, sorry. Talk to yourself there, Shannon. Let's hear how that conversation goes.
Yeah, I'll talk to myself, yeah. Okay, so John and Ellendale, go ahead.
Hi, Senator Kramer.
Hi, John.
I want to know if you know anything about a House Bill 1537. It's a bill about taking guns away from individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about this?
Well, that's a state legislature bill, and we did talk a little bit about it just a couple callers ago.
Okay, we did. I was out of the truck, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, that's a North Dakota bill, but I would say this, you know, my fundamental point on that and other things like it, we've had similar things in Congress. One you might recall was if you're on a no-fly list, you'd lose your right to bear arms, even though there's no due process attached or even a very good process for determining no-fly lists. But I am very cautious about removing a person's constitutional rights apart from due process. I realize there are circumstances and whatnot that may require quick action or do require quick action, no question about it. But I am very concerned about the tying constitutional rights and repealing an individual's constitutional rights without due process. I don't know every detail of that bill, but I don't follow much the state legislature, but this is one that's been a little bit hard to miss, to say the least.
Well, this is the first time I heard about it from a friend who's into politics a little bit more than me, but I don't think there's a lot of people in North Dakota that know about this and how bad this could be. You know, I understand that not having, you know, if you're a bad person, you're on the no-fly list, you can't have guns, but I mean, right. I could go out one night and have a bad night or get mad, and then they could just come and take my guns away and say, John, you're not fit anymore. And then I would have to go fight and prove. So that's what I don't like about it.
No, you're right. You know, on its face, it's concerning. That's where I'd put it. On its face, it's concerning. But I'm open-minded enough to listen. My instinct is always to guard against.
Appreciate your call very much. We're going to keep going with Senator Kevin Kramer here. Next text to squeeze in. Does Trump still have the option to lay off government employees after 30 days of the shutdown, or did he sign a bill to guarantee pay, which would make that null and void?
Okay, I'm barely hearing you, Scott, but I think you're talking about paying employees. So there's two things. One is he did sign a bill that we passed, I was a co-sponsor of, that guarantees furloughed and essential employees are paid immediately upon or as soon as possible upon the government reopening. In other words, they don't have to wait till the next payday to get their back pay, and it guarantees that they'll be paid with the time the government's been shut down. I'm also a co-sponsor of a bill introduced by Ron Johnson that would pay
essential workers, that is the people that are working in the federal government who aren't getting paid, guaranteeing that they get paid immediately, that they get their pay while the government's shut down, even if they're working while the government's shut down. I think that's more than fair, to say the least. So anyway, I think we need to treat our government employees a lot better than we do right now.
Well, I appreciate that. We probably don't have time for another one, but I look forward to these every Friday now. Grateful that you're able to do it on Fridays with us, still as for that busy committee schedule in the Senate, so thank you for that. And folks, remember, you can email them in ahead of time. Get them to us. We'd love to hear from you. And meanwhile, turn on your TV and watch the March for Life. All these North Dakotans standing up for what's right.
Are you looking to advance your career or encourage your employees to expand their skills? A business partnership with the University of Mary provides scholarships to employees as they earn their degree or certificate. Our courses are taught by real-world experts, so you can apply what you learn the very next day and take your next steps towards success. Classes start every 5 weeks. Learn more today at umary.edu/partner or contact us at 800-288-MARY.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.